Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're trying to crack a nut.
Literally.
You've got lots of almonds growing on your tree at the moment. Only one tree, but plenty of almonds coming
off
that thing.
It's a big old almond tree.
You had a bit of trouble, what, husking them yourselves? You're getting your fingers all cut up.
It just takes a long time. It hurts. They're so tough. And I just don't think that's how the big professionals do it.
Right. So we thought, what can we do in Berry? We went out on a bit of an adventure yesterday. It took us to the Berry Lookout Tower, but it started in our car park trying to run over the almonds with our car.
All right. I'm just going to place these under the wheels, I reckon. Okay. Back her up.
I've just got to work out how to take the handbrake off in the magic van. I'm good now. We're good.
All right, we're settled. Let's show these almonds who's boss. I heard a really good crackle. I don't know if you could hear that from inside the car.
Yeah, I heard it too, even with the engine on, so it sounds good.
Let's go in for a closer look. That's a crushed almond.
Yeah, they're definitely unusable, and they all look to be in similar sort of disarray.
Look, magic. It's what we expected. It's what everyone listening right now expected. But now we know how much is too much and we just need to soften the impact.
Plan B, the lookout tower.
Let's go to the Berry Water Tower.
Well, I think it's locked. I think we can't get up there. That's a no.
How high can you throw an almond?
Well, here's the thing. We're probably, what, 3 metres off the ground just from this height?
Surely 3 metres is enough.
If that can't do it, then nothing can.
All right, I'll go down.
To be honest, I'm actually really glad I didn't have to walk all the way up to the top of the water tower. I'm not very fit. All righty. 3, 2, 1. Ground report, Bob.
It was enough for the nut to fall out of the casing, but the nut is well and truly in the husk. Look, I don't think it's going to make any difference, but can I have a go?
Absolutely, you can.
What do you reckon, Brooke? Just a bit of pressure behind it or just a drop?
Give it some pressure.
3, 2, 1. It bounced nicely.
That's not even a little bit affected.
Where do we go from here?
Well, I need to go buy lunch. We were going to go to Berry Woolies. Should we just buy a nutcracker?
Let's try that. Look, if we got to try less hard than running over it with our car, but harder than just dropping it off from a small height, I don't know what we're meant to do.
I don't even like almonds that much anyway.
Not a very successful trip.
No, I think we've just really determined that we need to do it properly. There's no easy way out of almond shelling.
Can I offer an alternate method?
Yeah.
We go to like the riverfront in Berry. Mm. We get some hot chips. We throw them out for the birds and we chuck a couple of almonds in there. The birds will peck at the chips and peck a few almonds along the way. Maybe we get a bit of string with some glue on it, glue it to the almond so we can yank them away once they're cracked open.
I feel like that's not good for the birds.
They're not eating the almonds, though. They're getting yanked away.
Yeah, but unless you leave it too late and they try to eat the almond, can't be good for them.
Probably shouldn't give them chips anyway.